Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to follow up with you. I just received your online application and just wanted to touch base with you, see what you're looking to do, point you in the right direction. We have a multitude of programs. Just want to see where we could be a good fit for you.
Well, so what I'm looking for is we have taken on some incredibly large jobs here. So it's just cash flow.
Okay.
I've got like a ton of material and fixtures. So we do only commercial business. So are you familiar with commercial business?
You do plumbing, correct?
Yeah, so we just do installation. So like we got a Walmart job, and anyways, so what happens is that you've got all your front end costs, they pay you like 60 days later.
Yeah.
And so it kills your cash flow, and so I'm just, that's basically what I'm looking for.
I did cabinet installation and a finished carpentry for the past 12 years. I'm very commercially.
Oh, okay. Well then, you know the pain. So
yeah,
that's it. I mean, and so what happened is that I was running a lot of jobs in the, $25,000, $50,000, $75,000 range. And mm-hmm. Now I'm taking like $250,000, $350,000, $400,000 jobs on.
Nice.
And, so it's just a lot of materials and fixtures that I got to eat up on the front end. And, So that's really what it's coming down to.
And then it's probably like net 30 or net 60 or sometimes net 90 is when you're getting paid.
I wish it was 30. Yeah. So what happens is, first off, they pull, you got retainage, so you get 10% less. You don't get till the job is completed.
Mm-hmm.
And like a Walmart job is 7 months long, so 10% automatically goes away for 7 months.
Yeah.
And then they're paying you 60 days out, and then that's if they pay on time because they control the payment cycle for the most part. So
right.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Was there a
undue stress?
I totally understand. Was there a specific dollar amount that you had in mind?
Well, I don't. I don't want to say as much as I can get because I don't want to do it that way. What I'm looking for is about 100.
100. Okay. Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What did you do in sales last year? We have a program that's basically based off your gross annual sales. We're able to lend 10 to 15% of that.
Yeah. So we did. We did about just over $2 million last year, and we'll be heading about 2.3 this year.
Excellent. Just based upon that number, we could get you upwards of $250,000 if that's what you wanted.
Well, here's the way I would. I'm probably running my business pretty tight. I wouldn't want to do that because I don't need it. I'd rather just say, let me get this to get me through the next, say, 60 days, and then. Mm-hmm. If I need more, I'd rather come back and ask for more than take on more than I need. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
Because, right. Plus, I have no idea what your terms are. So I'm blind on. I've never done this before, so I don't know. Borrowing money like that before. So
yeah.
It's how do terms work on this?
Okay, so these are short-term loans. They're basically designed to get you, your return on investment, get it paid off, get your tax write-off, and move on to your next project. Typically, 6 months to 24 months are the first-time customer terms, and we have a daily, weekly, and a monthly payback. It's just a matter of kind of what you the business fits into. How would you rate your personal credit? Because we look at credit, we look at time in business, we look at cash flow, and that kind of determines what tier of program you would qualify for.
Yeah, my credit's fine. I have no problems at all. I'm thinking credit rating would probably be in the 780 somewhere there.
Perfect. That's well above the national average. And then how long you guys been in business?
So in business since, 6 years now.
Great. Okay. And then again, it's pretty clear that you guys have decent cash flow. So, rates would start, because it's an unsecured loan, start about 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there.
Okay. But so 10 cents on a dollar, but
you borrow 100, you'd pay 110 back.
Okay. And that's based on payback period of what though?
Let's just say 12 months.
Okay, so what if I want a shorter payback period? Is there a penalty to pay it faster?
No, you actually, depending on the program, you can get 5 to 6% mm-hmm. of the remaining balance taken off. We have another program where 25% of the remaining interest is taken off. So there's definitely rewards for paying back early. You are not penalized in any way.
Okay, because, ideally what this is the way I prefer to do it. It may not be the smartest thing in the industry, is to pay it off as fast as possible. And then if I need additional, then I need additional. But I don't want to just add and keep stacking more on top. You know what I mean?
I understand. And the great part about this as well is once you've established some history, rates are better, terms are better, everything improves. We just need to get a little history between us. And it just gets better from there.
Okay. All right.
So there's just a couple more items that we would need to look at from you. And I can shoot you an email of that list. We would need to look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements, business bank statements, the first two pages of your most recent business tax return. And if you did have any current business loans, working capital loans out, information on those would would be all that we needed to give us the best snapshot of the business possible to make an offer that would not burden the business in any way. But I'll shoot you that out in an email.
Yep. Okay.
And did you have any other questions for me while I have you on the phone? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking here.
No, I mean, again, I've never Yeah, so I don't know. I just sent me the information. I just, got to look through it basically.
And, sure. I'll send you a link. I can give you our company overview as well, our corporate overview, so you can take a look at that, Google Plus reviews, and all that good stuff.
I already checked all that on you guys.
Okay, excellent. And then the last thing we would need, I know that you did an online application. I'm going to send you just a regular application. All we need is a wet signature at the bottom of it. We already have all your other information, but we just need that wet signature. But I'll include that in the email as well. I'll shoot that out to you in all about 5-10 minutes, and then as soon as you can quickly get that back to us, I'll just start going to work for you.
All right, perfect. And then once you get everything, what's your approval time frame?
Turnaround rate. I can package everything for underwriting this afternoon. If get it back this afternoon, and we can have an answer for you by or an offer for you by the close of business tomorrow. So it's a very expedited process.
All right. So get it to me. I'll see if I can get it wrapped up this afternoon. If not, I'll have it to you. Sometime tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, Dan. Keep your eyes peeled. Uh-huh. It should be arriving in about 5-10 minutes here.
All right. Very good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for your time today. I appreciate talking with you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.